podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
All right, kids, ready for a road trip? I've got snacks, tunes, time to buckle up.
Click, clack, front and back.
Oh, wait, you can't. It's 1971, and there's no such thing as seatbelts for kids. Just hang on tight, I guess.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
they
ridiculous.
What?
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Welcome to Wait, They Did What? The podcast that reminds us the good old days weren't so chill, especially when it came to road safety. I'm Tiliotti Black, and today we're hitting the road. Hopefully not literally. You see, wearing a seatbelt is a relatively newfangled idea in Australia. It's only been required by law since 1971, even though the first seatbelts were actually invented way back in the 1800s.
Seatbelts are important because they keep you strapped in case you have a car accident.
If you don't wear your seatbelt and someone brakes real fast, you'll go flying out of your seat.
They keep you safe.
Well, not you. You're a kid. In the 70s, it was only compulsory for grown-ups in the front seat to wear a seatbelt.
Keeps a careful eye on the adults at the wheel. It leaves the children to be treated as other articles for conveyance. And it's ironic that some parents are as casual towards their children's safety as they are towards that of their pets.
Oof, that's a raw deal for the dogs too.
That's stupid. Why wouldn't you wear your seatbelt?
It's too unsafe.
Right. Sounds like this sensible guy from 1972 agrees with you.
They do hit another car. It may be that the child is the only person in the car who's not restrained, and they are the only people who suffer injuries.
You don't say. And it gets even worse. Car seats for babies weren't mandatory either.
Danger. Danger.
I don't think that was responsible because, as far as I know, a baby cannot fit into a grown child or an adult seat.
Yeah, definitely irresponsible because you're putting that baby's life at risk.
While kids' car seats were available to buy, they weren't compulsory to use, and not many cut the mustard in terms of safety standards.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's people who can't, like, afford those car seats because they're quite expensive.
Exactly. The cost of car seats was an issue for Australian families, particularly when businesses would advertise car seats as safe without much, actual safety involved.
Just how safe are the car seats offered for sale in Australia for children? For puzzled parents, there's a bewildering array to choose from. The words safe, protective and padded often appear in the brochures. This little car seat featured a steering wheel and squeaker horn. The manufacturer claims this seat's plastic-covered brackets protect the car's upholstery. It doesn't claim to protect the child.
Priorities, people!
I think the manufacturers could have stepped up a bit and tried helping people instead of just slacking around and thinking, nah, we don't need to put seatbelts in.
Yeah, I think the manufacturers were just irresponsible.
The baby car seats of old came in all kinds of death trap designs. There was a net you could attach to the ceiling of the car and pop a baby into, like a mini hammock. In fact, that's what they were called. Baby car hammocks.
This, to me, offers no protection whatsoever. However, there is a way of offering a baby of this sort of age quite considerable protection, and that is to put them on the back seat in a carry-cot, a bassinet, and then restrain the bassinet by the car's own lap straps. This offers quite good protection for babies up to 6 or 8 months of age.
Cool. So what he's describing here is a baby car seat with a seatbelt. What an ingenious idea. You may be thinking, if adults had to wear seatbelts, why not just make them compulsory for kids and babies too?
Serious oversight or deficiency in the legislation that has been introduced for compulsory seatbelts for adults only?
Well, I know that the minister had difficulty with this, the principal difficulty being that there were not, at that time, enough suitable belts approved to ensure that they were put in cars at the same time as the legislation for adults was put through.
Plus, many parents believe they could simply hold on to their children if they got into an accident.
Yeah, like if you get knocked out in that car crash, you're not going to be able to hold the baby.
Too bad, too sad, you have to wear it, mate.
Suck it up, it's the law.
Thankfully, it is now. It took almost 10 years for specific laws to come into effect that required children to be secured safely in a car. In the 1980s, capsules for babies and booster seats for kids under 8 became mandatory across Australia.
Too many car accidents that had happened and the government decided to step up a bit. I think everyone should wear a seatbelt.
Me too. I also like the clickety-clackety sound they make. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. Now let's hit the road. Till next time, I'll catch you on the next episode of Wait. They did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.